Well, hello, hello, hello. Anybody out there listening? It has been such a long time since I've even had, I guess, the opportunity or the desire to talk regarding anything. You know, my usual ranting. I've just been keeping it to myself. But, yeah, okay. It's now been 14 weeks since I've been allowed to work. I do miss going to work, you know. This whole coronavirus pandemic, I'm sorry, but I'm not believing that the coronavirus, even though I believe it's real, I'm not believing it's as dangerous as it has been sold as being. I mean, you know, we keep being told that it's dangerous. You're going to die from it. And, you know, I guess some people have died from it. Not to discredit the infection. But I just don't believe it is as dangerous as it is being, you know, sold. It's not. I mean, think about this, okay? If the coronavirus was as dangerous as we have all been told that it is, then the people who test positive for the coronavirus, they would be factually quarantined, okay? I'm so angry right now at the fact that these people who test positive for the coronavirus have never, ever, any of them, never, ever been factually quarantined. No, they have not. They have been told, go home, don't go shopping, wink, wink. You know, no, just go home, self-isolate for 14 days, and we'll maybe check you again in 14 days to see if you still test positive. But in the meantime, yeah, just stay home, okay? And no one's watching over these people to make sure they're staying home. And clearly, they are not staying home. Because, yes, the coronavirus, a lot more people have gotten it. Although most of the people who have obtained the coronavirus infection, they've survived it. You know, a lot of them who have survived it said it was bad, but they survived it. The ones who have passed, unfortunately, yes, they were 80s and 90s. I mean, they got one, 99. The guy died of coronavirus, and, you know, rest in peace to him. But in the meantime, 99, I mean, are they sure it just wasn't his time to go? No, seriously, most of the people that, I guess, are passing from the coronavirus, they have some other issues that they're dealing with via their health. And so, okay, yeah, I'm a little upset that all these people who have tested positive for the coronavirus, they're basically being treated like they have the flu. You know, they're allowing the coronavirus to spread. So that tells me it's not that dangerous if they are not putting these people in a qualified facility to quarantine. All right, I'm back. Yeah, I was just having to just get it off of my chest here. I really am upset at the fact that these people who test positive for the coronavirus are never factually quarantined in a qualified facility. I mean, it's bad enough that they imported all these people from the cruise ships, you know, like 10 people, 20 people to all these different counties, all these different states. And then they're like surprised that all of a sudden we have a pandemic. Yeah, right. You know, you could have just left those people in the ship. But okay, that's not for me to say. Then they bring in the ships, the Navy ships, the Mercy and everything. And nobody even got quarantined on that thing. And then the ship left. So, yeah. That was a waste of a ship. But okay. All right. So yeah. All right. I'm definitely letting this coronavirus get to me on the fact that, one, I mean, clearly, you know, I'm not a carrier. And I say this because I, for the last 14 weeks, you know, I've gone out in public now maybe 6 times. Each time I've gone to Lowe's and the supermarket, Vons, and the gas station, whatever. And I haven't heard of anybody who's gotten the coronavirus. I don't know anybody personally, anybody that I live with, you know, nobody that I've encountered has gotten the coronavirus. So clearly I'm not a carrier. As a matter of fact, all of you who know people, you know, for the last 12 weeks, if you don't know anybody personally who has gotten the coronavirus, odds are good you're not a carrier either, right? But they're saying, oh, you're asymptomatic, you could be a carrier. Well, I'm pretty sure that after 14 weeks, if you don't personally know anyone who has the coronavirus, you're not a carrier. That's what I you know, that's how I see it. But I'm no doctor, of course. Okay, so, yeah. I'm definitely not a carrier. I'm not an asymptomatic carrier. And I do not know anyone who has gotten the coronavirus. Okay, so anyway, yeah, no, I'm definitely not a asymptomatic carrier. Thank goodness. But I'm just so irritated by the fact that it's now been 14 weeks. I have not been able to work. Although some of the businesses are starting to come back, and actually here in California, we did just get the green light at the hair salons to be able to go back to work. But of course it comes with a lot of conditions, and we got to spend a lot of money to give each haircut. When I say we got to spend a lot of money, I mean we have to provide a whole bunch more services and protection. It's called PPE, personal protection equipment. Yes. I charge $20 for a haircut, okay? Now, out of that $20, I get to keep 12 of it. And the owner of the salon, she gets 8 of it because I work on commission, 60-40. And then, of course, out of that 12, IRS gets $2.50 because it's, I guess, how much tax they get. I'm not sure how much I pay exactly in taxes. I just know it rounds out to be about $2.50 per haircut. Okay, so now that breaks it down to roughly $9, not quite 10 bucks, okay, that I'm getting. And normally I can do 3 haircuts in an hour because I average about 20 minutes. That includes the shampoo and the blow dry. You know, I've been doing this for years. So I've got it down to a rhythm, you know, science. And the new rules that apply for working for hairdressers is, you know, first I had to go into the salon last weekend, actually, and completely sanitized everything. Even though no one's been in there for 14 weeks, we had to hire somebody to come in and do a certain sanitation, and then we did our own. And then we had to separate our chairs. We have 4 hairdressers in the salon, so we had to go, you know, 6 feet apart, and we don't have any plexiglass. So technically, we don't have a big enough space for all 4 of us in there at 6 feet apart. It's a small salon. And, so basically, I'm only allowed to work one day a week right now. And it's going to be on Mondays, actually. I start next Monday, the 15th. I'm definitely excited about it, but at the same time, I did a dry run, you know. I had to wear a mask because I have to wear a mask. My customer has to wear a mask. And before the customer can come in to get their haircut, I have to take their temperature, that thermometer. $70! $70 for a thermometer. That's crazy. But I got to take their temperature before they're allowed to sit in the chair. I had to provide masks because even though they have a mask, mine are more sanitary, of course. But no, I have the mask. And then I have to prep for like 15, 20 minutes before the customer as far as wiping down the chair. I always used to wipe down the chair anyway. That's no big deal, but it's the extent that now we got to do this, put the gloves on, unlock the door, lock the door, take the temperature, take the gloves back off, put the thermometer away, sanitize the thermometer, even though you're only pointing it at the head. And then, you know, that sanitation stuff, not cheap. So, yeah, I got to spend money for that, money for the mask. I had to buy signs for the window telling everybody they have to wear a mask. And those signs, like 10 bucks, 12 bucks, 15 bucks a piece to put on your door. And the customers have to sit outside. And you're only allowed to each have one customer an hour because you can only have so many people in the room. And so basically that cuts down the amount of money you can make. And if you're giving somebody a hair color, you're not allowed to give somebody else a haircut while the hair color is processing. And that's definitely a method that most hairdressers use. You know, they give somebody a haircut while the other person is processing their hair color because, you know, there's 45 minutes there. They're sitting there with chemicals in their hair. You can give a haircut. Anyway, you can't do that right now, but maybe in the future, who knows? But currently, no, you can only do one customer an hour, and you have to spend roughly $5 in sanitation supplies, a mask, and time in between to give them a haircut that you charge basically 20 bucks for, and you end up only getting 10 bucks for. So basically, that's going to go into, like, you know, I'll probably come out of this with $4. I don't know how it's going to work yet. I just know that I definitely want to go back to work, obviously. And I'm just appalled at the fact that this coronavirus, as dangerous as everybody's stating that it is, that they would even allow people who test positive for the coronavirus to go home. And maybe go to a hair salon and perhaps infect people at the hair salon or infect people at the supermarket because, you know, they all go shopping. And, you know, really, truly, if the coronavirus was as dangerous as they are selling the coronavirus to be, I really feel that they should be putting these people who test positive in a qualified facility. Yes, they should be quarantined in a qualified facility. Instead, all the jobs currently have to jump through hoops, wear a mask. I hate the mask. I don't like the mask, okay? The mask sucks. It really does. But I'll wear one because I'm told I have to. My customers will wear one. And I did a dry run. I did. I practiced on one of my clients. I asked her to come over here to the house. I put a mask on her, put a mask on me, and it was not easy, actually. I'm going to upload the video of how it went to YouTube here pretty soon. But yeah, this is no fun because, you know, I feel like I'm treating the customer. At this point, I'm going to be treating the customer like a patient with cooties. You know, because they're not coming in to be pampered anymore. They're not coming in to get catered to. They're not coming in to get pretty. They're not coming in to look, you know, feel nice and relaxed. They got to sit there with the mask over their mouth. And that mask, I mean, I get it. Everybody feels that mask is going to protect you from the coronavirus. But guess what? As a hairdresser, I'm going to tell everybody right now that when you're wearing that mask while you're getting that haircut, you're going to be presented with a whole different medical situation. And no, it's not because you can't breathe. It's going to be all that hair that you're getting cut off, when you're getting your hair cut, hair goes everywhere. It falls to the ground. It falls on your clothes. It falls on your cape. It falls on your nose. It's going to be falling inside that mask. And then you're going to be getting hair in your mouth and hair up your nose. And you can get skin infections. You know, as a hairdresser, we're required to, you know, rub off, check our skin every day at the end of the day and brush off our skin, make sure if there's any hair on it to get it off, because hair is like glass. It can embed itself into your skin. You can even require surgery if the hair embeds itself into your skin due to the fact that, you know, you'll get a pus thing going around that hair, like a sac, literally. And it can be painful, you know, and if it gets attached to a nerve, that sac that goes around, it just actually protects you from that hair traveling any further into your body. You know, technically, that's how the human body works. But in the meantime, if that hair is getting in your mask, your mask isn't sanitary. You know, I have to touch people to move their head forward and backward along their neck. I got to fold down their ears, and we're being told we can't touch the customer's face. You have to, and I'm definitely not going to wear gloves while giving a haircut. Not going to happen. We are not taught to give a haircut with gloves on. We're taught to feel the hair in between our fingers. We're taught to see the hair in between our fingers to measure length. You know, and I had somebody tell me, well, surgeons wear gloves. They can do it. And I'm like, yeah, they can, you know. And they're also touching blood. And they're touching organs and stuff like that when they're doing surgery. It's slippery stuff. They're trained to wear gloves. I've been doing hair for over 45 years. I have not once been trained to wear gloves to give a haircut. I wear gloves if I dye somebody's hair just to keep the chemical from getting underneath my skin and staining my skin, or, you know, getting underneath my nail bed or whatever. Yeah, I'm not used. I don't wear gloves while giving a haircut, so I'm going to have an issue with that. But yeah, okay, I've been rambling on and on and on. The coronavirus, it's caused a lot of people grief. A lot of people have gotten the coronavirus because they don't wash their hands before they touch their face. I mean, the only way you get coronavirus is the same way you get the flu, the same way you get pretty much any cold infection. If you don't wash your hands and you touch your face, you're going to catch an infection. That's just how it is. You know, you got to wash your hands all the time. And 20 years now, 30, I have not had a cold. I have not had the flu. Nobody I know, none of my clients, you know, I don't work on people. If they come in sick, I tell them I'm not going to do them. I mean, I take precautions when I go out shopping. I definitely, you know, am not touching my face. I sanitize my hand. But in the meantime, yes, most people who get sick, they get sick because they touch their face. And so, you know, this coronavirus, if nothing else, it's going to make people not touch their face so much. But yeah, literally, the people that are still getting the coronavirus, it's because they're not washing their hands after they, I guess, came in contact with somebody with the coronavirus, or they're touching their face before they wash their hands. You know, there's only one way you get illnesses, and it's by touching your face. Illness, you know, infections, basically all of them, enter via the nose, the mouth, and the eyes. And I've known this forever, so I think, you know, just being a germaphobe and being a hairdresser and always sanitizing, and I'm a clean freak. So, you know, I'm definitely aware of the fact that bacteria and viruses can be, you know, administered via your own lack of judgment, lack of self-judgment, lack of cleanliness, lack of, you know, not, some people, you know, they just get it because they forget that they touched something and they didn't wash their hands and they, you know, touched their mouth. They eat something, whatever, after they touch. Anyway, all right, I'm rambling. It's time for me to get ready to sign off here, definitely. I've been rambling for quite some time, so thanks for listening to me ramble. Okay, so yeah, thanks for listening to me ramble my random rants. But yeah, I definitely am going back to work at this point next Monday, and there's quite a few changes will be taking place. Each customer, I'm going to basically, you know, have to be wearing a mask. I'm going to have to treat them like they're a patient instead of a client. I really feel like I'm being mean by treating them like they got the cooties, especially if they don't have the cooties. I don't feel like they should be forced to wear the mask, and I hate having to make sure I don't cut the mask off with the scissors. You know, it just, I'm gonna have some issues with it, clearly, but, well, I'm sure I'll deal with it. Now, in the meantime, yeah, ask yourself, do you know anybody who's had the coronavirus? Personally, know anybody. Like anybody you've crossed paths with in the last 14 weeks. If that answer is no, then clearly you're not an asymptomatic carrier. If that answer is yes, you may want to get checked out. Definitely. And, well, I hope if you're going back to work that you can deal with the changes, the new personal protection equipment requirements that are a part of everyone's jobs. I mean, like I said, it's not just me, clearly, but I'm rambling about it anyway. But yeah, the bartenders, I understand, you know, the waitresses, you know, people at the bank, everybody's got to wear a mask. That's just crazy. It really, truly is. I mean, if we got to wear a mask, then why we got to stand 6 feet apart? And that's another thing, all these protesters and everything. If 2 weeks from now, a whole bunch of people don't have the coronavirus, you're going to want to really question just how serious this coronavirus is. Is it really worth everybody having to give up their jobs the way they knew it? You know, everybody having to wear a mask in public, everybody just having to jump through hoops. I mean, I do. I feel like the coronavirus is not as dangerous as it's being sold as being. But that's just my personal opinion. So, okay, thanks for listening. And, you know, if you go to YouTube at all, I'll be posting that video showing what it's like for me to give a haircut to a person wearing the mask and me wearing the mask. And you can always go to my website, MissRubyTuesday.com, to, you know, say hi, I guess, or send me an email if you want to. The link's at the very top of the page. Other than that, stay safe. Stay healthy. Don't forget your mask. And if you don't know anybody with the coronavirus, odds are good you're not an asymptomatic carrier. Again, thanks for listening. Bye for now.